It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. California Governor Gray Davis is working on a deal to rescue his state's two big utilities. And today he announced a tentative agreement with the parent company of Southern California Edison for the state to buy SoCal's transmission lines. The price, $2.7 billion. But secret negotiations over a full-fledged rescue package have been slow. The other major players in California's energy crunch are waiting to see how this deal will affect their fortunes. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
It is sometimes difficult to get a grip on the political maneuvering surrounding California's energy crisis, in part because there are so many players in this drama, all tenaciously guarding their own interests, even as they say they want to help the California consumer. Let's start with Gray Davis. This first-term Democratic governor is facing his biggest political challenge, which could make or break his bid for re-election next year. As such, he never fails to remind Californians that he inherited the state's deregulation debacle and that he hopes to fix it without raising consumer rates.
Nobody beat my door down and said, please deregulate my electricity. So my entire premise from the outset has been to protect ratepayers. Believe me, if I wanted to raise rates, I could have solved this problem in 20 minutes.
That's because raising consumer rates would provide the utilities, Southern California Edison and Pacific Gas and Electric, with the money they owe out-of-state power generators. The amount of debt is a matter of dispute. However, the power generators say unless they are paid for the energy already supplied in past months, then they won't enter into long-term contracts to provide California with power for years to come. Jan Smutney-Jones is the executive director of the Independent Energy Producers.
And I think this gets into the concern that if they've already sold power once under a program and not been paid, what's to stop that from occurring again? I think that people will want to know that they're going to get paid in order to enter into long-term contracts. This is something that I think the legislature needs to focus on immediately because we are running out of time.
Smutney-Jones says unless power generators are paid, they won't make the investments necessary to upgrade systems that will ultimately benefit the California market. But there is no great sympathy in Sacramento for the power generators, some of whom are based in Texas. Many Californians believe the power generators have been gouging the state, but the generators hotly dispute this. On the floor of the state Senate this week, there was hot talk of a holy war between Texas and California. Those words came from Democratic State Senator Steve Pease. He was the original architect of California's deregulation plan. Here, Pease is arguing on behalf of re-regulation, a proposal to establish a state public power authority which would buy and build generator plants.
This is the only choice the kidnappers have given us. This is the only way we can go if we are to be Californians. And I would suggest that you either vote for it or you move a resolution to raise the Lone Star flag to the top of the Capitol and give up the ghost.
The state Senate approved the proposal with a strict party line vote, 24-14, Democrats over Republicans. The bill is subject to approval by the state assembly. Nevertheless, that vote strengthened the hand of Governor Davis as he tries to negotiate a price for buying the utility's power transmission lines. The utility companies face the unattractive prospect of selling some of their key assets or facing bankruptcy. And none of the utilities will comment on these talks. Where does all of this leave the consumer? Nettie Hoag is the executive director of the Utility Reform Network, or TURN. It's a consumer watchdog group that's been around for 27 years. Hoag says she's never seen anything like the current mess the state is in, but the crisis has proven to be a boon for her group.
TURN's always been this organization that, you know, we'd have to stand on our heads to make the issues of, electricity exciting. Most people went, oh, ho-hum, well, you know, you're a good, solid advocacy group, and go get them, but, you know, big deal, a couple of pennies on my bill. That's, I guess, a silver lining for our organization, but it really did come at too great an expense.
However, Hoag harbors few illusions about how things are playing out. She says any solution that leaves ratepayers footing the bill could lead to some kind of a voter initiative on the ballot next year. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.